This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. We are at part 9 today of Drawing Close to God. And we're going to take a look at 2 Peter. We're going to study 2 Peter, the first chapter, and verses 3 and 4. And this is what it says. Peter says this: by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who calls us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. I love that phrase in verse 3, where it says, we have received all of this by coming to know him. I received an email the other day from a lady who says that she wants to not meet Jesus, but to really know him. She feels at the moment it's a casual relationship, and she wants it to be a knowing relationship. That comes by just asking Jesus to come into your life and to change your life and to live within you. Then it becomes a knowledge and not a casual relationship. His divine power, he has given us everything we need, says Peter, for living a godly life. And because of his glory and excellence, verse 4, he has given us great and precious promises. I've been doing some research on that and having a look into this. And from what I can gather, there are 5,467 promises in Scripture that God has made to us. Before we look at that even further, I want you to think about the last time you said to someone, I promise. The very last time you made a promise to someone, maybe you're a mom, and you made a promise to your child. If you are good, I promise we'll go swimming on Saturday. Or something like that. When was the last time you made a promise? Think about that promise for a second. Now tell me this. Was that promise broken? Did you break that promise? You see, we are human, we are fallible, and sometimes we make promises that we cannot keep. We make promises to try and convince the other person that what we mean is what we say. And sometimes those promises fall down. You know, I remember many years ago, I promised my youngest daughter I would take her to watch West Ham United play football. She really wanted to go. She's now 28 years old, and she's still never been to see West Ham United, and therefore my promise failed. The point I'm trying to make here is when God makes a promise, it never fails. His promises are sacrosanct. His promises are promises that are real. I want to look at some of those very quickly. I'm not going to look at all 5,000 of them, but I'm going to look at these promises. Here's one. In Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, and not for a disaster, to give you a future and a hope. There's a promise right there. Here's another one, Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 and 29. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. There's another promise. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 29 to 31, says this: He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Ah, but David, it doesn't say, I promise, in there. It doesn't need to say the word promise. But God Almighty Himself is talking right there in Isaiah, and He says, but those who trust in the Lord. It is a prophetic word, and it comes direct from God. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. You see, those who trust in the Lord will find this new strength that you want. If you trust in God, you're going to find that strength. It is a promise. It is not going to fail ever. God tells you that He knows the plans He has for you. That is a promise, that He knows the plans. That is not false. That is real. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature. And escape the world's corruption caused by human desire. You can escape all of that if you trust in Him. You know, I'm going to spend the remainder of this time looking at that word trust and how often we don't do it. How often we think we trust God, and therefore, by trusting in Him, we are believing in His promises. But look at it this way, and this is quite amazing. Thank you, Lord. If you find you're not trusting God, how can you believe His promises? Because that's what trust is all about. If God says something and you believe it, then you trust Him. If God says something and you don't believe it, ergo, you don't trust Him. And oftentimes what we do is we sing songs in church and we pray and we say, yes, Lord, I trust You. Father God, I trust You. I trust in Your word. And then we go off and try and work out the issue, the problem that we have, all on our own. And you know what? God must look down on us and He must think to Himself, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with that person? What is going on? Peter, the Apostle Peter, whose book we're reading from, he loved the Lord so much. So much so that during the Last Supper, he declared in a loud voice, "I would die for you, Lord. I would die for you." In modern parlance, he would say, "I'd take a bullet for you, Lord. That's how much I love you. That's how much I adore you. That's how much I trust in your name. Because I would die for you," says Peter. And Jesus just looks at him and says, "Peter, Peter, Peter, let me tell you this. Before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times. And Peter must have thought, "What's wrong with you, Lord? You're crazy. There's no way I would do that." Yet not 24 hours later, before that morning cock crowed, Peter had denied that he knew the Lord 3 times. And can you imagine how he felt? Especially on that third time when he denied him a third time and he heard the cock crow and he remembers the Lord's words. How devastated he must have felt, how ashamed, how lonely, how lost, how bereft. Jesus made a promise, and he kept it. Jesus knew, and so did Peter. Peter, the Apostle Peter, at that stage, did not trust in the Lord. How often have we failed God in trusting Him? Beloved, I believe in the name of Jesus, for us to draw close to God, for us to draw even closer, and as that woman's email said, to take it from just an acquaintance to being a knowledge and knowing Jesus. How can that happen? It's through trust. How can you possibly want a relationship with someone you do not trust? Think about that. You have a relationship with the living God. And if you don't trust Him, I question why you want a relationship if you don't trust Him. He has told you time and time again how much He loves you. He has told you time and time again to come to Him when you're tired and jaded and weary. And Jesus says, "I will give you rest." He has told you these things, that He knows the plans He has for your life. But what do? We don't trust. He brings us wonderful scripture like this, and because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. Those promises are useless. Hear me now when I say this. Those promises are useless if we don't trust Him. Beloved, you can't trust Him on that issue and not trust Him on that issue. We either trust Him or we don't. That is the bottom line. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You need to trust and obey. I want to pray. And I want you to think just very briefly, for 15 seconds or so, what I've been saying. think again. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You must trust and obey. Father, when I began speaking, Lord, I did not know that this was going to be about trust. But now I know that that's what you require. Father, help us to trust you. Help us to trust you, Lord. Help us to trust you more and more. Help us to really know you. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.